My name is Rick Toogood.
And I'm Katie Toogood.
And we own and run Prawn on the Lawn, based in Islington in London, and recently opened in Padstow, Cornwall.
Prawn Lawn is a fishmonger and seafood bar. We work with day boats and we try and get our fish as sustainable as possible. I suppose the biggest challenge, particularly in London, is not having a hot food licence. So we opened literally with the fresh fish counter and then eight bar stalls, and we just started off with oysters, cold crab on ice, lobster on ice. Then we sort of started experimenting with sashimi, ceviche, and then the food became really popular. So I guess the challenge, first challenge, was coming up with new food, that new dishes that you couldn't cook. But we managed to do it, and we went number one on TripAdvisor within the first sort of 6 months of opening. So it worked, and I still don't know how Rick does it, but still manages to come up with new dishes along with our sort of head chef, Patrizia, in London. So that's probably one of the biggest challenges, I'd say.
Yeah, and then obviously when we moved down to Cornwall, being self-taught, not having worked in a kitchen, I now had a fryer, a plancher, an oven, and it was really sort of all those ideas that I'd built up over the first 2 years of the first Prawn on the Lawn, actually now learning how to cook fish successfully. So I had a lot of help as well from our head chef in Padstow, Rob, very experienced guy, so we kind of worked together on that. That was a challenge. And then really, from having the two, managing two restaurants that are sort of 300 miles away from each other and still maintaining those Prawn on the Lawn standards, and so having reliable quality staff has been another,
which aren't hard to find, but when you've got them, you've got to hang on to them. You know, we've got such a brilliant team in London and we really appreciate all their hard work, and yeah, we couldn't do it without them. Well, same in Padstow too. It's just people is a constant challenge, like finding staff and holding on to them as well.
The ambition for the restaurant, well, I guess you can kind of take it back to the reason we kind of started it, was that we wanted an enjoyable place to work, enjoyable place for customers to eat in, an enjoyable place for our staff to work in. So really the ambition is just to maintain that and really just see where things take us.
Jazz Shapers presents Future Shapers, the future of business today. You'll find that future shaper in full at jazzfm.com.